This is Terry Mandaldeo dictating an attorney letter to Troy Rivera, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Rivera, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Renee Barnes, please note the following medical letter, period. Renee is R-E-N-E-E, last name Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S. On October 9th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as took the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The client is a 68-year-old female, height 5 foot 5 inches tall, weight 179 pounds, who was involved in a fall injury at the state fairgrounds on or about August 11th, 2019, period. She was walking towards the bathroom, and as she pushed open the door, she fell over a step, period. She partially caught her fall with her arm when she fell forward, period. She attempted to stop the fall with her arm, resulting in injuries, period. The next day or so, she had severe pain in her neck, comma, mid-back, comma, left shoulder, comma, right foot, comma, bilateral ankles, comma, as well as bruising to the ankles, period. She denied loss of consciousness but sustained injury, period. Present day, she is still having problems, particularly involving the left shoulder, and still having some pain in her neck and mid-back, period. New paragraph. In reference to her left shoulder, she continues to have pain and diminished range of motion, period. She had a torn rotator cuff that required surgery on December 10th of 2019, period. She was also treated with medication and physical therapy, period. The pain is described as constant, period. It is an aching, throbbing type pain, period. The pain intensity varies from a good day of 1 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the arm and also into the neck, period. New paragraph. Her neck pain is an aggravation of her prior neck injury that she sustained at age 16 during an automobile accident, period. Recently, her neck pain has been treated with medication, period. It is described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 3 hours per day, period. It is an aching type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates into the left shoulder, period. She states that this has aggravated her pre-existing neck pain by approximately 30%, period. New paragraph. Her mid-back pain was treated with medication, period. It is intermittent, period. It lasts approximately 3 hours per day, period. It is an aching, stabbing-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 1 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, but the left is greater than the right, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was 1 week after the injury. She was seen at her family doctor at Franciscan Alliance. She was seen several times, given exercises. X-rays were prescribed. She was referred to orthopedic specialist at Franciscan a few times, period. They scheduled an MRI and then outpatient physical therapy. She also had surgery. She followed up with orthopedics several times, given more physical therapy. She was prescribed medication, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports, such as volleyball, golf, and bicycling, comma, lifting over 5 pounds, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include thyroid medicine, comma, meloxicam, comma, Flexeril, comma, and omeprazole, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes meloxicam, comma, Flexeril, comma, over-the-counter medicine, comma, and exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypothyroidism and reflux, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals for this injury she had shoulder surgery on December 10th, 2019, period. She also had prior cholecystectomy and tubal ligation, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals she had a neck injury at age 16 during an automobile accident that was never treated, period. Years later, she was told that a vertebra was pressing on her nerve, period. This present fall aggravated her pre-existing neck condition by 30%, period. She now has a new radiation of pain to the left shoulder, period. The patient's mid-back and left shoulder has never had a prior injury, period. The patient has not had prior fall injuries, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. The patient has not had prior automobile accidents that caused injuries other than the one at age 16 as documented above, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is a homemaker, and as a result, she has not missed work as a result of these injuries, period. New paragraph, I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records. I want to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Office visit, St. Francis Mooresville surgery, December 10th, 2019. This is operative report, post-op diagnosis, one, left shoulder full thickness supraspinatus tear, period, two, partial thickness subcapularis tear, period, three, proximal biceps tendinosis with medial subluxation into the subscapularis defect, period, four, superior labral tear from anterior to posterior, five, subacromial bursitis with subacromial spur, period. Procedures, one, left shoulder arthroscopy. Two, arthroscopic subscapularis repair. Three, arthroscopic supraspinatus repair through a separate incision. Four, subacromial decompression with acromioplasty, period. Five, limited labral debridement. Six, open biceps tenodesis, T-E-N-O-D-E-S-I-S. End of report. Office visit note, Franciscan physician, orthopedic specialist, October 30th, 2019. Chief complaint, injury left shoulder. Date of injury, August 11th, 2019, comma. Tripped and caught herself with left arm, period. Describes pain and weakness, period. Diagnosis, one, complete tear of the rotator cuff, two, biceps tendinitis, three, subacromial bursitis of the left shoulder, four, arthrosis of left acromioclavicular joint, period. End of report. Post-op telephone visit follow-up, March 19th, 2020. Shoulder is about 70% of normal. Pain still bothers her. Stopped physical therapy last week due to pandemic period. She still isn't able to extend her arm back to fasten her bra period. She is very anxious about COVID-19 period plan. Advance with physical therapy protocol to include more aggressive range of motion. Encourage her to do as much as she can at home since she is unable to go to formal physical therapy period. End of report. Select physical therapy note, May 12, 2020. Current status, pain and difficulty. Current status, pain and difficulty with all left upper extremity use, period. Unable to reach overhead, period. States I'm having an awful time sleeping because of the pain, period. Complains of frequent spasms, comma. Radiating pain into hand, comma, and thoracic area pain, period. End of report. Select physical therapy note, June 10th, 2021. Chief complaint, weakness, colon, moderate degree, period. Loss of function, colon, moderate degree, period. Loss of motion slash stiffness, colon, moderate degree, period. Assessment, the patient requires skilled physical therapy to address the problems identified, period. End of report. Select physical therapy note, July 20th, 2021. Complains of left shoulder and arm pain, comma, weakness, comma, and fatigue that is just not getting better, period. Expressed having difficulties using left arm, period. They documented the diminished range of motion in her left shoulder, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the fall injury of August 11, 2019 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one. Left shoulder trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, tendinosis, comma, bursitis, comma, full thickness, supraspinatus, tear, comma, subscapularis, tear, comma, and labral tear, period. This severe, and I mean severe, left shoulder trauma has caused extensive injury and damage to the left shoulder that required extensive surgical correction on December 10th, 2019, period. Number two, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. This is an aggravation of her prior neck injury from age 16, period. Number three, thoracic trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. The above diagnoses were all a direct result of the fall injury at the fairgrounds on August 11th, 2019, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, to a great degree, the patient has permanent impairment of the left shoulder, period. To a minor degree, she also has some impairment in the neck and mid-back, period. As the patient ages as a result of this injury, the patient is more likely to have permanent arthritis in all three areas, but particularly in the left shoulder, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Continuous prescription over-the-counter medications will cost $110 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some injections in the neck, mid-back, and shoulder will cost approximately $3,500, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. MRI of the upper back should be considered at an estimated cost of $2,500, period. Because the patient continues to have back pain, more treatment should be considered to this region, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, as well as taken the history directly from the patient, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records and history, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Oral informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.